This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, the State of Missouri, XRL, Springfield, R. Teutzen. School District, Relator versus the Honorable Joshua Boyd Christensen, Circuit Judge for the 31st Judicial District, Greene County, Missouri, Respondent. Decided February 20th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In division the State of Missouri, ex rel. Springfield R. Teutzen School District, Relator, No. SD 38624, versus. Filed February 20th, 2025. The Honorable Joshua Boyd Christensen, Circuit Judge for the 31st, Judicial District, Greene County, Missouri, Respondent, Original Proceeding in Mandamus, before Grocock, C.J., Burrell, J., and West, J. Permanent writ in mandamus issued per curiam. Judge Joshua Boyd Christensen denied the Springfield R. Teutzen School District's relator motion to dismiss that asserted sovereign immunity. Relator seeks a preliminary and permanent writ of mandamus, or in the alternative, a writ of prohibition that directs Judge Christensen to vacate the denial of relator's motion to dismiss. This court granted a preliminary writ of prohibition. Because we find that sovereign immunity precludes the claim to against relator, we now issue a permanent writ of mandamus. 1. The plaintiff, in the underlying lawsuit is a female minor who attended Central High School, a school that is within relator's district. Plaintiff alleges she was sexually assaulted in a stairwell area located on relator's premises by a male student. Plaintiff alleges student's actions occurred in a well-known blind spot that was known to students and staff alike as the kissing stairwell. Given that school surveillance cameras were not positioned to see this particular portion of the stairwell, plaintiff further alleges that the lack of video surveillance in the stairwell constituted a dangerous condition in that the school authorities would be unable to monitor activity in this area. Relator argues plaintiff's claims asserted against relator are precluded by the doctrine of sovereign immunity as a matter of law, and the narrowly tailored exception for a dangerous condition does not apply since plaintiff was injured by the criminal act of another student and was not injured by physical property, i.e., relator's stairwell or the placement of security cameras. Sovereign immunity is a judicial doctrine that precludes bringing suit against the government without its consent. It bars holding the government or its political subdivisions liable for the torts of its officers or agents unless such immunity is expressly waived. State X 1. This court has jurisdiction to issue original remedial writs pursuant to Article 5, Section 4.1 of the Missouri Constitution. State X Ariel Pro. Wrinkle v. Cole, 697 SW3D, 850, 854, MODAP 2024. Prohibition is an extraordinary remedy which should only be employed in unequivocal cases. State XRLE's Bailey v. Sennheiser, 692 SWW3, 2022, MOBANC 2024, quoting State XRL Tweehouse v. Adolph, 706 SW2D, 443, 446, MOBANC 1986. An appellate court has jurisdiction to issue a writ of prohibition to 1. Prevent the usurpation of judicial power when a lower court lacks authority or jurisdiction. 2. Remedy an excess of authority, jurisdiction, or abuse of discretion where the lower court lacks the power to act as intended. Or when 3. A party may suffer irreparable harm if relief is not granted. State X. Rel. Jones v. Amy, 572 SW3D 503 506. MoBank 2019, internal quotation marks omitted. Similarly, a writ of mandamus should issue only when a petitioner alleges and proves that he has a clear, unequivocal, specific right to a thing claimed. Curtis v. Mo Democratic Party, 548 SW3, 909, 914, MoBank 2018, internal quotation marks omitted. 3 Ariel DeVod of Motor Carrier and RR Safety v. Russell, 91 SW3D 612 615 MoBank 2002. The existence of sovereign immunity is a question of law. Polk vs. Independence Shen Dist, 647 SW3D 18 20 MoBank 2022. Statutory provisions waiving sovereign immunity are strictly construed. Allen v. 32nd Judicial Circuit, 638 SW 3D 880 891, Mobank 2022, as modified on denial of Reach G, Mara 1, 2022, Section 537 600 12. 2. Waives immunity for injuries caused by dangerous conditions on the public entity's property if the plaintiff establishes 1. The property was in a dangerous condition at the time of the injury. 2. The injury directly resulted from the dangerous condition. 3. The dangerous condition created a reasonably foreseeable risk of harm of the kind of